5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. I know. Well, I was trying to get a little more excited as well, but it's still Monday. But it's a halfway decent Monday, I suppose. We are moving along, making progress towards Friday. It's coming up at some point. Lots of stuff that you and I are dealing with. Look, some of it is just so doggone serious that if you can't take a moment here or there to try and have a smile, try and have a laugh, you are going to be flipping miserable. So every once in a while, I do try and grab a smile. I'm still looking. I'm trying to figure out, by the way. I got some great texts coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. This will put a smile on your face. I've got tickets for Tower of Power. They are coming to the Beacon Theater this Friday. What do you 5:20-ish? Let's say 5:20-ish. All right, about 15 minutes from now. But you know me in numbers, it might not work out exactly right. So just stick around. If you're here, make sure you're here at around 5:20-ish, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets for Tower of Power this Friday at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Now, I should let you know we've got some tremendous audio, which we may or may not get to simply because we have so much other stuff going on. We have, I guess we have a war, right, between Israel and Iran. Israel finally said enough is enough. We know that the Iranians are days, weeks away from nuclear bombs, and we're not going to let it happen. And so Bibi walked down the hallway in the Knesset, and you could hear him coming because it sounds like two giant brass bells clanging together there. But anyway, so he walked down the hallway and said, in Hebrew, Ivrit, but he said, hey, let her rip. And that was it. And Operation Rising Lion was underway. And in a matter of a couple of days, Israel now controls the airspace over Iran. It has taken out nuclear operations. It has taken out the deranged leadership for the most part, although deranged leader number one, I guess, is still in place. And then there's this discussion, did President Trump stop them from killing the supreme lunatic or not? I do believe that there's a lot of theater out front. I do. I think this whole thing where allegedly Bibi and President Trump were not getting along. They were arguing. This was all a put-on, kids. And President Trump said to the Iranians, hey, you got 60 days. 60 days. Get your you-know-what together. And if not, we got problems. But we'll meet you in Oman. They were supposed to be meeting today in Oman. That's now not happening. And I think it's because there's not really anybody left on the Iranian side to go to the meeting. But President Trump said you got 60 days. Day 61 is when Operation Rising Lion commenced. There have been innocent people killed in Israel. That's true. The big difference between Israel and Iran is that Israel is using precision warfare, taking out specific targets and specific leaders. However, Iran, because the leadership is simply comprised of murderous barbarians, has taken out as many innocent people as possible. And again, remember what the underpinning is for the leadership in Iran. They're trying to bring about the apocalypse, the return of the Mahdi. That's what the aim is here. It's not to live in peace with neighbors. It's not to make the desert bloom like a garden. It's to bring about the end of the world. Just a little something to keep in your ledger. Couple of other things. I don't know if you heard the discussion with the sheriff in the city of Richmond. If not, WRVA.com is where you can go and find it. It is, I thought, an interesting conversation. A little more detailed than the conversation she had with my friend Rich Herrera last week on Richmond's Morning News. And that's just because I've been here. Simple as that. I've watched her every day for 8 years. And I just don't think she's very good at her job. There were people who said, you don't like her. Actually, quite the contrary. I've only met her twice in person. And I found her to be quite friendly and engaging. I didn't have any problem with that at all. And I should also point out, on those rare occasions where she has been on this program, I think we've had a pretty good conversation. If I lived in the city of Richmond, would I vote for her re-election? I would not. Absolutely, I would not. And all of that being said, it doesn't mean I dislike her. It does mean that I don't think she's right for the job. That's all. I mean, don't you see that a lot in everywhere? Jeff, I want to be CEO of the company. Okay, but you know, you started last week in the data processing center. I don't think that's the move for you. You hate me. I don't hate you. I just don't think, you know, you go from that job to CEO in a week. It's also, well, in many ways for her, it would be getting rehired, if you think about it, because she was hired 8 years ago. And for her to keep referring to her predecessor and what happened way back when and what happens in other people, I just felt like it was, how do I say it? I don't know if I can say it politely, so I'll just say it honestly. It reminded me a lot of a little kid saying, yeah, but. Hey, look over there. They're doing it too. That's not working well. You know, the people who used to be here before. All right, but you're the one who's asking for the job. And it's just not, it just doesn't seem to be the right fit. That's all. I want to remark on one other thing in the Middle East, if you don't mind. I take a look at some of the interweb reports. I take a look at the useful idiots we see deployed on college campuses and this nonsense. Or what was it? No kings? I thought, my God, where were you? 1776 is when the United States of America said, yep, we're done. No more kings. And we haven't had a king ever since. In fact, crazy people who protested over the weekend. Can I point out to you that we do this little thing here in the United States of America? We do it every 4 years. Every 4 years, we choose someone. If it were actually a king, you and I would not have any input. So you can come up with nifty slogans. You can have great T-shirts. This was all astroturfed from beginning to end. Don't believe any of the crapola that you saw this past weekend. But part of the pretense here, Israel is evil, right? I mean, we're hearing from Tucker Carlson, for God's sakes. I don't know what's happened to him. I really don't. I don't know what's happened to him. I'm appalled by it, to be perfectly blunt, but Israel continues to engage in the most humane manner of warfare ever. They are doing it in Gaza. People in Gaza are thrilled that Hamas may be done. People in Iran right now are thrilled that the demented leaders of their nation may be done, and it will all be thanks to Israel. You know who else is happy? I mean happy like you wouldn't believe. Jordan and Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, thrilled that Iran is no longer going to be engaged in nuclear development. That's big for everybody. And not just in the Middle East, but everybody in the world. It is 5:14, Jeff Katz, News Radio W. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Yeah, I didn't even have to do an ish. It's 5:20-ish. Would you like a pair of tickets for Tower of Power that come into town? Well, the historic Beacon Theater down in Hopewell, great venue. We've done a whole slew of our politics and pints events down there. And, well, good place. Anyway, it's this Friday at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. It is Tower of Power, and I just want to make Jeremy's life as easy as possible because I've made it so difficult so far. caller number one is unfair, isn't it? And caller number three seems, caller number four. How's that? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number four. There you go, Jerem. It'll be nice and quick for you. Hopefully nice and easy. 833-804-1140, which, interestingly enough, is also the number for the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, 804, texts, thank you for your pointed and insightful comments on Israel versus Iran, and thank you to WRVA for continuing to give you a platform. Well, thank you, and thank you. Let's see, Hanover checking in, 804, Jeff, Sheriff Irving blaming her predecessors is best termed as a cop-out, in my opinion. No pun intended, well done. Rainy cheers from Hanover. Jeff, Richard says, you should hook my wife and me up for our 14th wedding anniversary with some concert tickets to the Beacon. We live in Eaton, so it's right down the street. Well, all you need to do, Richard, is be the right caller at the right time, and in fact, you will get those tickets. Joe out in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, says, Jeff, speaking about Julia, have you heard of Echo.org? They are out of Leesburg, might be able to give you some ideas on her future. I don't believe I am familiar with that website, but I am now, and I can promise you I will be taking a look at it. There we go, Jeff. Sheriff Irving is not qualified for this position. I'm sorry to say it, but she does not sound intelligent for someone that holds a PhD in business and a Master of Science degree. I would expect better grammar and communication skills. Sad to say, but she seems indifferent to the inmate deaths under her supervision. Someone else checks in and says, frankly, Jeff, the water department in the city of Richmond is run better than the sheriff's office. Ouch. Oh, man, that'll leave a mark, won't it? That's, I can simply say this. Bill Burnett is going to be with us at 5:35. Formerly Colonel Bill Burnett when C.T. Woody was the sheriff. And William Burnett says, hey, you've heard from the sheriff. You know what's happening at the sheriff's office. We can do better. We have to do better. And I'm the guy to make it better. So he is going to be with us at 5:35. Looking forward to chatting with him, seeing what it is that he has in terms of ideas for the sheriff's office. You know, one of the things that he mentioned the last time he was here was instituting a canine unit inside the sheriff's office to make sure that folks were not bringing drugs in. This is a huge problem, and it's always a huge problem. But the Richmond City Sheriff's Office just doesn't seem to do a very good job in keeping contraband out. It just seems to me that for the last 8 years, the Sheriff's Office in the city has not been run well. It doesn't mean I dislike anybody or somebody's mean or nasty or what have you, but not doing the job. And if, in fact, you got to tell people, hey, we'll even buy you underwear and socks to get them to do the job, well, maybe you are reaching out to the wrong people. That's all I'm going to say. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. We're going to be joined by Bill Burnett. William Burnett had been the lieutenant colonel for Sheriff C.T. Woody and is now running to be the sheriff of the city of Richmond. And before we get to Bill, let me just share this with you quickly. The city of Richmond has now received a third notice of alleged violation from the Virginia Department of Health about the water, the Office of Drinking Water. Apparently, the city has now been accused of violating at least one of the state waterworks regulations. So we'll learn more, I guess, as it all plays out. But this is now the third time in the year 2025 that the city has been facing a water crisis. You hopefully heard Sheriff Antoinette Irving on at 3:35 this afternoon. She says she deserves to be reelected. Okay. William Burnett probably feels otherwise. I would imagine that's why he is running for sheriff, and he is joining us. William, Bill, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you again for having me on the show, Jeff. And I did listen to the conversation, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Well, you call it what you like. I came away sort of scratching my head and saying, but, you've been in charge for 8 years. What did you take from what the sheriff had to say?
Well, the sheriff talked about all of these great measurements he had. I listened to her talk about the scanners and the searches and how they search inmates in the parking lots. And if you're doing all those searches, how are people still dying? That's my question. If you are doing such a great job with investigating drugs coming into your facility and putting all those measurements in place, how are people still dying? And not at the and she gives this excuse about other facilities, but no facility in the state of Virginia has the death rate than the Richmond Sheriff Department does. Anywhere in the state of Virginia, nobody have the losses. And I heard you say, Jeff, 110, 120, but they actually at 180 positions vacant, and not to include 100 positions that they froze so they could pay overtime, taxpayers' money again, overtime for the vacant positions that they have.
Wow. I did not realize it. 180. Good Lord, man. Is there anybody left there in the jail?
Well, and on top of that, Jeff, you're talking about 180, 189 positions, but she's trying to run those. The jail, the courts, all three courts, civil process, transportation, and all sorts of other measurements that the city require us to, as sheriffs, to handle.
Right.
I don't know how they're surviving. And she talks about this, and I heard her on the piece where you question her about being under the state have come under and put them under that work plan.
That's
but
right.
No other clue. I can't find a city, a county right now, a sheriff department. There's no sheriff department that I know in the state of Virginia right now under a work plan. You might have had one regional jail some while back, but I can't name a sheriff department in the state of Virginia that's under a work plan. And when you question her on there, you see how she dodged the subject and moved on. And so she's given the public, the citizens, a bunch of excuses about why this and why that. She's just doing a poor job, and it's time for her to go.
I think that's a great point, Bill. And I remind everybody, William Burnett is joining us. He is one of the nominees, one of the candidates. Tomorrow is the big election in the city for sheriff. I want to make clear, I hope I've made clear, I don't dislike her. I don't have any qualms about her as a human being. However, over 8 years, I just don't think she has done a very good job. You talk about the lack of staffing. And again, so much contraband getting in. We are now in the day and age, as you well know, of fentanyl. And you have that's what's getting in. And she talks about how things maybe were 10 years ago or what she would like to do. But by God, why hasn't she done it?
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You're talking about being in office at this point 8 years later, and now you want to bring out all these wonderful programs. And the programs aren't working, because if they were working, people wouldn't be dying. All of these programs for drug treatment and all that, how do people still continue to die in the place? And then she talked about her budget giving back all 8 years. That's a playbook that she's heard me say, because we actually did give all 12 years back to the city of Richmond. But if people want to Google, all they have to do is look where the city did an investigation. They audited her, and she came back 333% over budget. So how are you giving money back when you have facts from the city that said that you didn't come within budget? You were actually 333% over budget.
All right. I'm glad you raised that, because I attempted to raise that very issue with her. And that's when she said, oh, no, no, I've always given money back. There's never been a problem. No, that one year was COVID and we didn't have anybody working and the rest of it. But again, as you point out, that was the auditor in the city of Richmond. I think the request came from the Public Safety Committee at the City Council, but I'm not entirely sure. And it was, to put it mildly, it was not a glowing report, was it?
No, it actually wasn't. I mean, how do you go 333% over budget and then tell the public it's just being untruthful? That's all it was. Yeah. And tell the public that you've given money back every year when the public can Google it and find the information online.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing to me that the department is in shambles. The morale is through the floor. She says she treats her employees. People don't leave jobs these days. They leave bad management. Yeah. And at the rate that the people are leaving now, when I was lieutenant colonel, we made almost $15,000 less. We dealt with 1,500 inmates where they're dealing with 500 inmates. Mm-hmm. And they can't manage that place to keep drugs out of the facility. And we would never understand. Never. We might have had some turnover, which is about 30 or 40 positions, but not at the rate of 180 and sometimes as high as 200. No department in the state of Virginia. I've checked with Norfolk. I've checked with Chesterfield. I've looked into Henrico. Nobody has the numbers and consistently keep those numbers for 8 years solid.
It is amazing. The other part of this, Bill, and I want you to address this, and I will remind everybody, William Burnett is joining us. He is running for sheriff. Tomorrow is the election in the city. One of the things that concerns me, and I don't have, quote, a document, but I have all sorts of people who have reached out to me just saying, hey, you need to know about this. Members of the Richmond Police Department who have said, Jeff, it is taking us 3, 4, 5, 6 hours in some cases to process an arrest, which means there's nobody in the neighborhoods, which means the neighborhoods are that much more dangerous. And it is because the sheriff and her staff are just not getting it done. I also have folks who have said, you have to know something. If we at our agency, and I won't name the agency, but if we at our agency have an option, we always go outside the city. Even if we've got, you know, an arrest in the city, we'll take him somewhere else to lodge him because we just cannot deal with her and her team. Are you hearing the same things?
Well, I'm going to do it even better than that, Jeff. I'm going to give you some facts. Not too long ago, the public defender's office, the chief public defender came out and was in the news. It can be Googled. Anybody can find it. And said she has one of the worst relationships with the sheriff department because she can't get into the sheriff department to serve the most underprivileged people. These are the poor people that need lawyers. And they have to sit in the lobby for hours and hours in and out. So they can't even get in there to do their job. I'll also give you another example. The chief judge, just not too long ago, again, can be said on the news that the judges feel unsafe in the courtrooms because they don't have the staffing that they need to protect them in the courthouses. And I can tell you from my own experience, all the way up to the top, that the police department has the worst working relationship with the sheriff department, one that I've never seen in my life before. And I've served as a supervisor and a manager. So I can tell you that these aren't just things that I'm talking about. These facts, they can Google everything that I'm telling you.
Yeah. Wow. What are you hearing from folks in the city? I mean, you've had now the early voting. And tomorrow is the big election day. Do people seem excited about this, interested in the race?
I will tell you that when it comes to sheriff, I can't tell you about the rest, but I can tell you when it comes to sheriff, I've never felt more better about winning this election than ever. I walk through the streets, and some of my guys tell me all the time, Jeff, they say, man, everywhere we go, people coming out the door, they're asking for signs. But I walked in Lowe's yesterday, and before I got out my car, this one guy, I could tell he was interested. I had my shirt on, said Burnett for sure, and he wanted to talk to me. But then I got to the front door. Two people stopped me as I was going into Lowe's. I walked about 4 more steps. 2 more people stopped me as I was leaving the store. Another guy stopped me. I can tell you that the excitement, people realize that change needs to come.
Yeah.
People realize that we going to jail is not a death sentence. Right. And we in the and as well as the African American community, the white community, we need to wake up and realize, you know, giving out food down at the jail is not the answer. It does no good when you're giving food in the parking lot and inside the jail is crumbling down behind you. So the excitement is here. I can tell you the morale in the Sheriff Department is in an all-time low. As we speak, Jeff, I'm sitting in my house now planning for tomorrow, and I got at least three deputies, former deputies in here that all quit due to Sheriff Irvin treatment.
Wow. Well, I will tell you this. Again, I don't do predictions, and nobody wants my prediction, because if I did, I would have won Powerball or Mega Millions by this point. You know what I mean? I can tell you this, that it has been years since we were able to have the sheriff on the show, and it would indicate to me that perhaps she is a little concerned, and I'm okay with that.
She better be concerned, because this is her last hoorah.
Yeah.
Come tomorrow night, it'll be a new sheriff in the city of Richmond.
William Burnett, do me a favor. I want to give you the same opportunity I gave to the sheriff for folks who are going out to vote tomorrow. Maybe they still want to learn a little bit more. What is your website again?
My website is William Burnett for Sheriff. William Burnett for Sheriff.org. My email address is William Burnett for Sheriff at gmail.com. I'm asking everybody, this is important. I'm going to redefine the Sheriff Department. I'm going to play a role in reducing crime. I'm going to play a role in helping our youth and substance abuse. I'm asking people to come out and vote for me. It's important. Democrats, independents, Republicans, we need everybody to the poll to make a change in the city of Richmond.
Fair enough. The only promise I ask you to make is if you win tomorrow night, your first interview should be with me. I'm just making a suggestion here.
It will be. I promise you that.
All right. I thank you so much for being here. I wish you the best. That is William Burnett. I remind you that Bill Burnett was Lieutenant Colonel when Sheriff Woody was the sheriff. And he says, way too many inmate deaths, a total lack of cooperation with the police department, with other law enforcement agencies, and a change is needed. So tomorrow we'll find out a couple of hours after the program ends tomorrow, we'll know who the sheriff in the city of Richmond will be. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yep, it's my weekly meetup with Susanna Hoffs. Just give me a moment, would you? All right, well, there you go. Okay. Does that explain how I got an A minus in the husband category, but a C in the no, it should be the opposite. Look, I didn't have enough time to totally go through this. I'm going to bring the cards in tomorrow. Yesterday was Father's Day, right? If you're a father, then you probably had a little person say to you, Happy Father's Day, or maybe an older little person begrudgingly say, Happy Father's Day. Or maybe your lovely spouse said, oh, yeah, that was today. Woohoo, happy Father's Day, whatever it was. But where would you rate yourself on the father versus spouse scale? When I got the card yesterday, one of these cards said something, 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 yada, 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 best father ever. And I said, well, that's not true. I'm not even sure if I'm the best father sitting here at the moment, you know? I mean, that's just not true. And it's not some sort of a false humility. I'm just being brutally honest. It's not true. However, it prompted me to think, so if I had to grade myself, which I did, on the spouse category versus the father category, where would I put myself? As a husband, I'm telling you right now, I am a rock solid A. I am. I'm a really, really, really good spouse. I'm going to say A minus because there's always some sort of a room for improvement. But I'm pretty doggone good. That being said, the father category? No. C at best. At best. Heidi, I put in a different category. Heidi, when it comes to spouse, don't tell her I said this, but I gave her, what did I give her, Germ? Was it a, it was a B minus, right? I think it was a B minus. I think I started at a C, but no, it's a B minus. I gave her a B minus. But in terms of mother, A plus, I don't think you could get much better. Seriously, I don't think you could get much better than my lovely bride when it comes to being a mom. But on the spouse category, I put it just a little bit lower. So anyway, you can continue to hit me up on the James Rivera text line this evening, overnight, tomorrow morning, 833-804-1140. In fact, you may even send some of these answers while Rich Herrera is on for Richmond's Morning News. Rich may or may not know what they're relation to, because I'm hoping he's asleep by now. But he might. Maybe it's something he's going to talk about. I don't know. But I would urge you to take a listen to Rich tomorrow morning starting at 6. And have a fantastic evening. I don't know how to tell you this. We do have some more rain that's going to be rolling through yet again. So beware of the weather. God willing, we get a chance to do it all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.